Yo, 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 what's going on, world? You guys know what it is. It's your host with the most shit on his mind and chest, Mr. Thompson. I would like to welcome you guys back to another episode of Talk Your Shit Radio. You guys know what it is, man. Yes, again, it's your host with the most shit on his mind and chest, Mr. Thompson. And again, like I said, I would like to welcome you guys back to the Talk Your Shit Radio. You guys know what it is, man. We strongly advise you guys to get that shit off your chest. If you got it on your mind, you need to get it off your chest. There's no need to walk around with yesterday's stress. Yes, there's no need to walk around with yesterday's toxicity. No, no, and no. You need to get that shit off your chest. As long as it's positive, productive, and optimistic, we advise you guys to talk your shit. And shout out to all 732 million, billion, trillion subscribers, followers, viewers, likers, shares, spectators, and sponsors. Because without you guys, it probably wouldn't be able to get done. But then again, this shit's inevitable, so it's going to get done regardless. But yeah, you guys know what it is, man. Yeah, I'm going to keep this one real short. I probably only make this like 5 or 10 minutes. Who knows? Don't know. Might go longer than that. But right now, I'm basically just saying, hey, I would like to welcome you guys, and I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. I like to thank you guys for keeping up and just staying, like, you know, active. And even if it's one listen or two listens, I appreciate you guys, because regardless of how I see it, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Whether if it's like the seeds in the ground right now, or the roots process is going on, or the stem process, or the tree process, whatever, it's growing. It's gonna happen. And I believe it. And I believe in thoughts. Like Nipsey Hussle said, I believe in thoughts. Thoughts are powerful. I believe just that. You can get negative or you can get positive. It's not whatever you want, but it's whatever you kind of sort of make it. Life is what you make it. Life isn't what, like when people walk around saying, it is what it is. No, it isn't. It's what you make it, or it's what you have made it. So yeah, basically my point of me saying all this is I thank everybody for tuning in, right? If it's 1 second, 1 minute, 10 minutes, or for the full hour, I appreciate you guys, because again, it probably wouldn't be able to get done, but then again, it's going to get done regardless, because this is inevitable. Again, you guys see and you guys know, hey, it's Mr. Talk Your Shit. Yes, Mr. Thompson. Again, there's nothing else really to be expressed or explained. Right now, we're going into the fall seasons. The season's about to change. The environment about to change. Things are about to change. And you're about to get a lot more stupidity going on, because it's going to get cold outside. And people are going to be more ignorant, because the more your brain freezes, yeah, the more your thoughts freezes, the more certain things freeze up in you, the more stupidity you're going to get, because people don't know what to do when it's stuck or still. They don't know what to do. People feel like in this world or in this life that they have to keep going, they have to find something to do, they have to stay preoccupied, they have to stay active, they have to be working, or they have to be doing something to feel like they're doing something, not knowing in all that you're really not doing much of nothing. If you're not doing what it is that makes you happy, and not just makes you happy, if you're not doing what it is that keeps you wholehearted, wholesome, and keep you going, intrigued with life, then why are you doing it? More so, if you're not doing it and it's not serving Yahweh, and if it's not Yahweh's calling unto you, then why are you doing it? Me, I don't really know, but I can sit here and say, though, in my heart, that by the grace of the Lord God Yahweh, I am striving to do my best. And Yahweh knows that. And I believe that Yahweh do know that. Rather if me quitting jobs, or rather if I pick up jobs, or if I don't have 80 to 100 jobs, I personally and wholeheartedly believe that a job is not for me. I believe that I am a job. I believe that I am a job creator. I believe that I am a motivator. I am a promoter. I am a promoter. Yeah, I am a provider. Like, Lord, I believe that I am the individual that offers ideas, dreams, and visions, and a process to certain things. But Lord God, also too, I know that I'm not the smartest person in the world, and I'm not the dumbest. But I can say that I do believe that I am somebody, and I am someone, and I'm not just hanging around. Like when people say, oh, that's just nobody. I am somebody. Father God, I like am confused, because as a man, I don't know what to do. I know that I'm striving to do my best. I know that I can't do certain things or set out to do certain things for money and not gain anything from it. Lord, more so at the end of the day, I know that if these jobs can pay me this little bit of money, or let alone shit, me even starting my own business, and these little clients pay me just a little bit of change or just a little bit of money. Lord God, from the, me having that job or from me having 2020 Vision Janitorial Services, my own business. Heavenly Father God, Yahweh, I believe that I, James DeWitt Thompson Jr., am a money magnet. I believe that I am a money maker. I believe that I make money and I attract money in abundance. I believe that I'm not to be sat around or waiting around for $15.42 or $15.50 an hour. It's just not me. Standing by an oven that's 624 degrees. Standing by a process that's not even your process. Standing by an idea that's not even your idea, but more so standing by an invention that's not paying you nothing, that's not even benefiting you, that's not going to benefit you, that's not going to give you anything. A process of 22 years, 37, I can't, Lord, I can't work at nobody. It's not that I can't. I won't work at nobody's job for no 27 or 22 years or 37 years. I won't, because Lord, that's too long. Within that amount of time, you can invest in yourself and have something. You can not know can you not know if you can and you will have something going for yourself. You will have a substantial amount of income, and more so, not even that, better, greater. You might not be a whole corporation or anything, but you may have a greater idea, a greater invention, a greater motivation to why you're doing what you're doing, a greater reason. Like me, I don't see what the fuck are coat hangers. Coat hangers are hangers that go in the pantry or racks. That's a waste of metal, but yeah, people don't see it like that. I do. I feel like making all these metal racks to go into, you making metal racks at a, well, I'm just talking about a company I worked at. We make metal racks every day to go inside the pantries and the closets. Me personally, I can give two fucks about those pantries and those closets and those metal racks. Why? Because, again, that's a lot of metal. That's a lot of material. It's a lot of a process. It's a process. And with it being a process, that means if you are demanding that much material for one item that you're making, can only imagine what the demand is for it when you're demanding it for millions and millions and millions and millions of materials. Then that means you're killing something to get what you want. And for me, all I can believe is that you're killing Mother Nature. You're killing Yahweh's. You're killing Yahweh's pockets. You're killing your own self. You're stressing and you're hurting yourself because you're trying to take away from something instead of give to something. Right now, metal racks aren't helping the world. Right now, we need more metal trash cans, more metal trash disposals and dispensaries, and we need more garbage dispensaries, and we need more plastic dispensaries, and we need more whole lot of every damn thing. Not making metal racks, not flipping over stores and changing and transforming stores and Walmart and shifting stores and doing different mods or whatever it is, pegboards or whatever the fuck that these people out here in this world doing and confused with and that they're so focused on doing. You let them do, Lord God, Yahweh, you let them do. But Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, don't let me do it. I can't do this shit. Lord, I can't. I can't take working on somebody else's job for crumbs and chump change. I can't take standing around, beating around the bush, acting like I'm happy and wholeheartedly happy or wholeheartedly satisfied when I'm not. Lord, I need what I need and I want what I want. And Heavenly Father God, that's so crazy because I don't even really know what I want or what I really need. But I believe that what I need, you're already given. And I believe that what I want, you're probably already given that too. And Lord God, if I've overlooked it, then allow me to open up and see it even clearer. But Lord, I do need you, and I need not just you. I need you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I need myself. I need my mind, my body, my thoughts, my soul. I need my process of growth. I need my process of knowing. I need my process to be a process. I need to even know about my process. Because, Lord, I'm just that knowing person. Or that person that wants to know. Lord, I know that life doesn't come with no game guides or no guides to get you through the mystery boards or something like that. But I do know that you leave us basic instructions before leaving Earth. And that's the Bible. And with that Bible, it says a lot. But Lord, I do also know that in my heart that I don't comprehend a lot of the Bible. And then I also know too, also at the same time, Lord, that there's a lot of stuff going on in this world that we as people won't comprehend. And we as people probably won't ever get. But then again, we won't get it because it's not for us to get. But then again, I also believe that, Lord, you don't want us to be dumb. And you don't want us to be blindfolded. And you don't want us to be naive. And you don't want us to more so be gimmicked. And you don't want us to be scammed and schemed. And you don't want us to be underpaid and paid underwaged, and you don't want us to be cattle and chattel. You don't want us to be sex trafficking, all this stuff. You don't want us to be giving up our organs and stuff. You don't want none of this stuff, Lord. You don't want none of this stuff. So if me can ask, if I ask, all I would say is, Lord, I won't say stop it, but I'll be like, Lord, not, it's not even just about reducing it. Lord, like, scrimping us up, and more so just not scrimping us, give us the wisdom, open our eyes, our minds, our body, our souls, our hearts, open our ways of doing things, open us up, Father God, so that we can be able to make, like, Lord, even a dollar a second is dope. A dollar a minute is dope. A dollar an hour is better. That $24 an hour, right? That $24 right now, having that right now in my pocket would be better than not having none. Knowing that I've been to work the past 2 days, Lord, and I don't have none. Like, what can I say about that? What am I supposed to do about that? What am I going to do about this? And what am I to ask? And if I don't know what I'm asking or what I'm saying in the right manner or in the right perspective, then that means, Lord, you gotta let me notice. And if you don't let me notice, then that means that I'm confused. And if I'm confused, that means that you're confused. And I'm gonna bring that straight to you like that. That means you're confused, Lord. Yahweh, that means you're confused. Because I don't want to be confused. And it's not that you're confused, but I know that if I'm coming to you asking you for these things and I feel like I'm not getting straight answers, or I'm not getting straight results or straight connections, that means that at the end of it, I'm going to say you're confused, because you're the source. You're the source, and you're not just the source, Father God. You are my resource. So, Lord, in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, this is just me honestly venting. And not just venting like to you, but venting to myself, because, Lord, I could care too less about that damn watch on my wall. That's a gold watch. It's nice. I wish it was a Rolex. Wouldn't lie. That black one, I wish it was a, hey, I don't know, a, I wish it was a James Thompson. So I don't, like I say, Lord, it's like, you know, I say, I'm like, my mind is on materialistic things. But my spirit, I believe, is on spiritual things. And I believe that my heart is on heart things. And I believe that my being is on human being things. But my godly nature, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarite, my godly nature, the holiness within me is on you, Heavenly Father God, Yahweh. And if it's not, then I ask that you align it, you straighten it up, you adjust it, you do what it needs to be done. You post some ergonomics on me and you get me right. Because, Lord God, in my work environment, me and my work environment must work efficiently. And I believe like only you can do that, Father God, because I don't know what my skills are. I don't know what my talents are, my gifts are. I don't know what I am happy at doing. Like, honestly, I don't know what I'm willing to sit down and do all day and not get paid for it. I love making music. I love not just like making music, sitting here right now making this podcast, sitting on this in this bathroom toilet. Well, sitting on the bathroom toilet, not sitting in, but sitting on the bathroom toilet, making this podcast / radio, making the music that I make. I love being a father. I love being a husband. I love being a steward to the Most High. I love being a child to you, Father God, Yahweh, because I can remember days that I slept on people's couches. I slept out on a, I sat on a bus bench trying to figure out where I was going to go. I remember nights that I would sit up, even with me having a roof over my head or a place that you would provide for me, I would still sit up at unease and uncomfortable because I was in somebody else's house. Or I used to be scared to walk and make noise inside someone else's house because the cracks and cranks on the floor and stuff like that. And I used to be worried about the things that, you know, I used to be worried about the things that people think about me and people will say about me, and just so much, Lord, that to the point I can think back on Mikey, and I won't lie, I don't have no herb right now. I only got this little joint in my hand. I don't think Shane gonna bring me none. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's popping. But Lord, I know that you know. Because Lord, as long as you know, I know everything gonna be alright. And I know that as long as everything alright, you good, you got me, and everything gonna be okay, because you always provide. Lord, you always provide. And I don't know what else to do. Like, I really don't know what else to do, because I'm trying to ask you the best I can. I'm trying to do the best I can. And then also I'm trying to rely on you to make everything happen as soon as possible. So, Father God, with that being said, I thank you. And for everybody tuning in, I just call this a venting session, because it's a new season. It's a new month. Not a new month. Going into the process of a new month in a few days. And I feel like we must let things fall off. The things that tried to keep, that kept us charged up and kept us boosting morale and kept us going and intrigued in the summer, in the spring aren't going to be the same in the fall and the winters. So it's like, Lord, I need more cushion. I need more cushion. I need more comfortability. I need not just comfortability, but I need more comfortability. I need more comforting. I need more reassuring. I need more knowing. Lord, I need more you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I need more you, Heavenly Father God, Yahweh. And yeah, Jesus said we can't come to you unless through him. So I feel like as long as I have done come through the door and I know that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right here, right here. As long as I've already come through the door, Father God, I feel like as a child, like my daughter, when she comes and jump in my lap, Father God, can you allow me, not just me, but me as a being, to lower everything about me and to come and jump in your lap. Come sit on your leg. Come whisper in your ear and tell you. And not even know what it is that I'm saying, but to be able to say it. And you know, and you still be able to take the and make those words. And we're not just words, heartfelt words, like deepening. So, Lord, I only can say this because I thought about how my daughter do certain things with me. And I read that thing, and it's like the trees waving, and it's like the trees are waving at you. Lord, can you heighten and enhance my imagination? Can you heighten and imagine, and can you heighten and enlighten my process, and not just enlighten it? Like, you know, I won't say speed it up, but Lord, allow my process to be, and allow me to be like a part of it, to know, like, and to know, because Lord, me not knowing is harder than me knowing and knowing. So it's like, Lord, please help me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father God, Yahweh, I believe that you are the creator. You are the truth. You are the life. You are the way. You are the knowledge. You are the wisdom. And I believe that we can't get to you and we can't say nothing to you. Or we can't come around you unless it is through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or unless it is through the Holy Spirit who enlightens us about Jesus, and it's Jesus who enlightens us about you, Father God, Yahweh. So as me being just little old me, I JDT JR, Father God, I believe with all thy mind, body, soul, and all thy spirit, I never really had shit. I never had a much of nothing. I never had my own vehicle, never had my own money, never had my own house, never had my own place, my own watch, my own ring, never had my own stones, never had my own pounds, never had my own crops, jets, planes, a whole lot. Never had my own team, support system, never had my own style, my own lane. And Lord, I believe that now it's time for me, I, James DeWitt Thompson Jr., aka Jizzle, to have my own style, my own lane, my own way, my own uniqueness within about me. Because I say within about me because it comes from you, Father God. So if I'm in you, then that means it has to come with, from within you and be laid on me so that it can be within me, so that I can let it radiate out of me and show and shine out of me and radiate out of me so that other people can, yeah, you know, see and feel it and acknowledge it and be a part of it. Because Lord, what is worship? What is praise and worship if we don't do it in unity? And we don't, if we don't do it as in a sense to where we are praising you and glorifying your holy name with all our mind, body, souls, our heart, our spirit, everything within us. Because Lord, we all hurt and we broken, and I know that we got a lot more juice worlds out here, and we got a lot more young adults, and we got a lot more PBA and rocks, and a lot more people out here that I don't know about. Half of these rappers, Young Thug, Gunna, Lucci, these people that got diamonds and golds and money, and they pray to you and talk to you about hustling and getting out of the system and getting out of the poverty, and then they turn around and put themselves back in fucking incarceration and becoming institutionalized. Let them do what they do, Father God. Give me their fucking money. Give me their wealth. Shit, some of them even got better health than me, probably. Give me their motherfucking health, too. These dumb ass motherfuckers shooting up each other and killing each other and dying by guns and doing all this stupid shit, stupidity. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, we rebuke that. But I do accept and claim all of their wealth and provisions in Jesus Christ's holy name. Yes, thank you for it. The management teams, and et cetera, promoting team, and branding team, and marketing team, and investing team. Yeah, let me get all that. Because they don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want to unify the kingdom. They don't want to unite the kingdom. They want to do all this demonic shit and spread these Babylonian policies and lies and false propaganda and what the fuck ever they're doing. Lord, shit, give me proper ganja, goddamn. Give me their morale and give me all that. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I need all that. Glory, hallelujah. That's it. That's all I got to say about that. Anybody, you already know, if you tuned into the Talk Your Shit radio show, again, this right here is just called a venting process. Venting. Being true to Yahweh, all the way true. So, just venting. And you, again, I say you, again, if you tuned in, whether if it's 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes for the full hour, I appreciate you guys because, again, it probably wouldn't be able to get done, but then again, this shit's inevitable. So our 732 million billion trillion subscribers, followers, viewers, likers, shares, spectators, and sponsors, you guys know what's up. Salute to you. Shout out to the haters. Again, well, I'd like to thank me. I'm Mr. Thompson, your host with the most shit on his mind and chest. And I'd like to thank all my fans and all my followers for tuning into the Talk Your Shit radio show, because you guys know there's no need to carry yesterday's. There's no need to walk around. I apologize. There's no need to walk around with yesterday's toxicity, walk around with yesterday's stress, holding it in. No, there's no need to walk around with yesterday's toxicity and stress, holding it in. No, you need to go ahead and get that shit off your chest. As long as it's positive, productive, and optimistic, we strongly advise you guys to talk your shit. Get it off your chest. Yes, again, Mr. Thompson, and you guys know what it is, man. We out.